And this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM at coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world, especially Sydney and Robin and Omaha in Squamish, and the whole Mishpacha, the whole family in San Jose, and New York, Wyoming, Long Beach. Beautiful day. I had to close the shades because it's sunny, despite the constant announcement of showers, twinkles, trinkles, rains, cloudy. It's beautifully sunny with a high near 65. Ha! 70 degrees right here at the Tillicum Foundation. So, right here on Coast Community Radio, you are about to be hearing Arts Live and Local. Thanks for being here, folks. I'm going to start out with some music from my first guest. And this is for a concert coming up on July 3rd. As soon as you hear the music, you'll know why. Thanks. Music and the date should give it away. There will be no dead air in this concert, however. My guest is Dave Becker, the conductor and director of the North Coast Symphonic Band. And the concert is happening, as I mentioned, on July 3rd, 7 p.m., and that is 1, 2, 3. That's Saturday. No, that's next Tuesday, is it? What's the date on that? What's the date? Here, I have it.
I didn't know I was going to be asked that, this question. This is the 3rd.
I'm asking you difficult questions. Right. Yeah. We know it's July 3rd, so what day of the week is that? Folks, you know, it's Wednesday. Of course. Just because our calendar has cleverly been advanced to July, even though it's still June. And so when I try to read it, it doesn't work. It's one of those days, and we're going to make the best of it. And the best is that the North Coast Symphonic Band not only is giving us a fabulous free concert, they're annual, there are also a bunch of guests. And I'm going to let Dave Becker tell us about that. The name of the concert is Spirit of Adventure. Why
okay.
is that?
Well, this concert is a real change from our regular 3rd of July annual concert that we do every year that's so popular. And we have some guests. We have the Three-Leg Torso is going to be performing with us. And also Andy and Rachel Becker as vocalists who have performed with us in the past. So this concert was all set up to be a very traditional concert like we always do.
Right.
And we had a little incident back in October mm-hmm. at our October concert where we had Three-Leg Torso as our guests, and we had worked up these wonderful pieces together, and we had a great concert until suddenly the lights went out mm-hmm. in the theater in all of downtown Astoria, and we were unable to finish the concert. And the part we didn't get to do was the part we were doing with them. So people were pretty disappointed, all of us. But fortunately, we were able to do the end of that concert on this concert. So what you're going to hear is the end of the October concert will be the first half of this concert. And then the traditional things that everybody loves that we do on the 3rd of July, for the 4th of July, will be the second half of the concert.
But you
so
know,
it's going to be an adventure putting all this together. With we had already arranged to have Andy and Rachel with us,
mm-hmm.
so I have to mm-hmm. make sure that those pieces, their pieces, are on this. But it's going to be great, I think. But
you know,
logistically, it's a little
different.
I
always say though, one of the biggest things, the most important things about the arts is creative problem solving.
Yes.
And this was a perfect example, right, Dave? I mean, it was, as a matter of fact, Three Leg Torso sent out a press release that was absolutely delightful, talking about how the lights went out.
Yeah.
And ironically, last Friday night, a week ago, they intentionally, the lights went out in the Liberty Theater. It was a concert with Pixis, and it was amazing. We were prepared, however,
yes.
and so the concert was intentionally in the dark. So, Three Leg Torso, hopefully we'll hear a little of their music. Andy and Rachel have the same last name as you. What a coincidence.
Well, yes, what a coincidence, yes. Our son and daughter-in-law.
And they've been here a number of times.
They've been here a couple of times, yeah. And so they did one of these 3rd of July shows, I think, about 4 or 5 years ago.
Is it that long?
Yeah, I think so. So
okay.
It's been a little while. And anyway, they do a great job and love coming over here to perform. So we'll start the concert out with Three Leg Torso's doing some pieces by themselves.
Ah.
They did get to do some pieces by themselves when the lights went out,
mm-hmm.
but because they play everything from memory, and mm-hmm. We had all the people in the Liberty Theater held their flashlights and their phones up
yes.
to the stage so they could see them and they could see each other.
However,
but this will be a little more formal setting
yeah.
than that. So they're going to do some pieces at the beginning. If people aren't familiar with Three Leg Torso, it's a wonderful group. Mm-hmm. I know they have a large following here in Astoria
yeah.
because there's some connections here with one of the players.
Well, also because I've been playing their music for
yes.
20 years.
Yeah,
I
right.
love them. Yeah.
And so for your listeners that maybe don't know what they are, who they are, it's hard to describe them. Their press release says they're a chamber band or Portland's hippest eclectic chamber band, and they play sort of modern chamber music, but it's pop music infused with all kinds of traditional things from tango and klezmer and Latin rhythms mm-hmm. to Roma background. And it's just a wonderful mix.
But they are
great
all
great musicians.
But they're all professionally trained, classically
yes,
trained
yes,
as
yes.
well.
So it's and it's a very polished group. They're just delightful
and
really
funny
can appeal to anyone.
Yeah.
I think it's highly rhythmic, exciting music. There's improvisation. There's all these traditional flavors in there.
So how did it work out with the band?
Well, they've been doing this with other large ensembles. They
mm-hmm.
started doing this a few years ago, and they've written arrangements. Primarily, they've got a person named Mike Van Loo that's orchestrated things, but Courtney Vandrele has written most of the arrangements. And kind of conceptualized them, and then they've been transcribed, I believe, by Mike Van Loo. So they work with, they can either play with orchestras or with concert bands like mm-hmm. we are. Mm-hmm. The music's a lot of fun to play. Mm-hmm. And what's really great for us, I think, is to play with a really, really strong rhythm section, amplified bass and drum set, and then another percussionist, two percussionists. And so we have a percussion section, and we have a bass player, but we don't amplify that. And mm-hmm. so it's exciting and fun to have a real, you know, have that going on.
Yeah.
And also to match what an accordion player and a violinist are doing.
Yeah.
And so we're playing the same melodies they're playing, but we, you know, we have to, the wind players, the clarinet players, the flute players, the trumpet players have to match the style and match the what we call articulation to sound like what they're doing. And it's really unusual.
Yeah.
It's good.
I am so,
but it's just very different
forward.
From
yeah.
what we do. So yeah. so it's a lot of fun. And
yeah,
we have five
them.
Pieces we'll do together. And
I've heard them many, many times in many places, and but I have not heard them with an orchestra or band, although I knew about it mostly. It was in Portland, etc. I'm really looking forward to this extra, and I think this concert is going to be outrageous because you have so many, such variety, and it's so many different aspects that... And then you go to your traditional 4th of July concert. But I see here there's the Gethsemane, an Andrew Lloyd Webber piece.
Well, yeah.
What's
the
story?
I figured, I always...
I love Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I enjoy doing theme concerts. The North Coast Band has asked me to do that when they first asked me to conduct. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's fun to... have those restrictions. But on this, I figured all bets are off here because, I mean, this is not your, you know, your father's 4th of July concert. And so this
close.
Is an arrangement that Dave Robertson, who's a longtime member of the band and lived on the North Coast, did for the band and actually for Andy to sing. And so I thought,
nice.
Well, you know, why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll put that in. It's a great vehicle for him, and we can tie it in somehow. I mean, it's by a British composer. And, you know,
there you go.
And Britain was involved in some things with us way, way back. And
well,
know,
it's so. Also, you dropped a couple of lines there, and I'm going to jump on them to let folks know. Another reason why all bets are off, number one, and number two, you mentioned... when the band first brought you on, and I was telling Dave, I'm very sad. I'm happy for him. He won't have to be in the car half his life, but I know I and many others will be sorry. This is Dave Becker's last concert. Well, he may come back as a guest conductor someday.
Yes.
You never know.
You never
but
know.
Right now, he is going to be leaving the North Coast Symphonic Band. And where are you going? What's the name?
Well, it's I have real mixed feelings about this. The group's been so great to me and the leadership.
How long
group.
Have you been here? But
8 years.
8 years.
Yeah. So yeah. I started this, started working with them when I retired. And just by coincidence, the summer after I retired, their previous conductor, Larry Johnson, who's a dear friend of mine, he was leaving them. And mm-hmm. so they had an opening, and we have a house in Manzanita, and I thought, well, that'd be a great way to get to know people on the mm-hmm. coast and get to know musicians. And so so I've been doing it since then. But we also maintain a residence in West Lynn, and realities of life here with grandchildren and children
Bingo.
Living over there have just really made it difficult to to keep coming up to Astoria to do this. It's solely the reason I'm making sort of a lateral move here is solely because of that. It has nothing to do with anything about the group here.
So the word
they've
is
been group.
And the word is out though that the North Coast Symphonic Band is looking for a new conductor.
Right.
Because Summer is off time anyway, but things do start up again in September.
So I'm going to be working with the Lake Oswego Millennium Concert Band, which is 11 minutes away from our condo in West Lynn. And there's a lot of reasons this is a nice switch.
But we're glad to have this last concert and have it be such an unusual concert.
Yeah,
you'll get a chance to show off a lot of aspects, but it will still be traditional. Will there be the opportunity? Usually, you play the various songs from the military groups.
Right. Yeah, we'll do
stand up for those.
Yeah, we're doing. We're starting this part with a Star Spangled Salute about the music of George M. Cohan, and not well known these days anymore, but he was one of the most, maybe the most popular performer in the U.S., you know, back at the first part of the last century. So it's, you know, tunes like Your Grand Old Flag and Yankee Doodle Dandy, and, you know, a lot of people will recognize the tunes. And it's a great medley, and we've adapted that so that Andy and Rachel can show off their vocal chops and sing along with that.
Well, then we're doing
an unusual, kind of a different piece called Echoes of the Hollow Square, which is some Americana.
Oh.
This is a piece based on the style of singing known as shape note singing.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of people don't know what that is, but it's a type of singing that's still done in the South. It started back in the early 1800s with music from England that came over as a style, as a way of teaching people to read music by making the notes written out in different shapes to correspond with the scale, like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, that type of thing. And it's still practiced in the South in a traditional way. So it sounds very, very American, and three hymns from that. America the Beautiful, of course, is a great arrangement. We do just about every one of these, and Rachel's going to sing that. Usually we just do the instrumental version, but she's going to be singing on that.
So I'm going to have to, looked at the clock, and I've got a huge show here. So here's what you need to do, folks. Take advantage of this. You get a triple whammy because we have Andy and Rachel Becker here as vocal, and they are wonderful. Three-leg torso, you get a whole concert of three-leg torso, and the North Coast Symphonic Band always for their July 4th concert happening on July 3rd. That is Wednesday at 7 p.m. is the concert. And I believe it's a free concert.
Free concert,
but that doesn't mean you want to just kind of wander in here and there. It's a real concert. So get there in time. It's open seating. Come find your favorite seat and get ready to have a wonderful time and laugh and cry and get a chance to say goodbye to Dave Becker as well. You don't have to cry, but you can say goodbye. And thank you for all these years of leading the North Coast Symphonic Band. You've done a wonderful job, and I've enjoyed having you.
Well, thank you
come
so much.
In here and, every time.
And I've enjoyed coming up here for these our little chat every few months. So I'll really miss that.
Well, I'm going to play a little bit of three-leg torso. I'm just going to put them on so folks can get a feeling of it. And again, this is Wednesday night. It's a perfect time to come on out to the Liberty, 12th and Commercial.
Right, and I urge you to come early
because
we've had completely full houses some years.
It does, and I suspect this year could be worse.
Because three
or better. Okay, thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
all the tough girls, and here's to all the sensitive boys. We belong, and here's to all the rejects, and here's to all the misfits.
By Namoli Brennett, We Belong. And that goes out to all of us everywhere, and especially for the 50th anniversary of Stonewall. And boy, our community has done a beautiful job of celebrating communities, celebrating each other. Thank you, Marco, and all of you who have made this happen. So, speaking of making things happen, I have someone here who hasn't been here for a few years. 2 years? We're sign languaging each other. Alan Glassman is here. And since he hasn't been here, I understand he's changed radically. He looks great, and you wouldn't know it to talk to him or to look at him. However, we were informed last night. Welcome, Alan.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. Now, is it true? Is the rumor true? You changed your voice type?
No. The rumor is not true. No. We're doing, the kids, our young artist program is doing Johnny Skiki. We did it last night. They did great. We're doing another performance tonight at 7 p.m. And we we had some local people that were going to do some of the smaller parts, and as it happens, they couldn't do it, and I stepped in, and I'm doing bass roles.
It is hilarious, folks.
In this opera. I'm still singing tenor.
Okay. And have you always sung tenor?
No. I started out as a baritone. I did something not many people have done. I changed from a baritone to a tenor while singing at the Met, Metropolitan Opera.
Not
in the same opera.
That's a good thing.
From one year to the next, wow. I went from being a baritone one year and then changing.
Why would that be?
I just had the range. I have one of those weird ranges that
and
I have.
And they needed?
And no, singing tenor is great. I mean, there's some incredible repertoire for tenor.
Okay.
And I've been very fortunate to do some of the best
repertoire. You have done amazing. Alan has been here coming with the Astoria Music Festival. When did you come the first time?
I think 6 years ago.
Is that only? Six, seven, I feel like I've known
seven.
You all my life.
I know, maybe 7 years. Maybe it was 7 years ago.
Yeah. And last year... Was it just last year or 2 years ago that
last
you did
year I was here
Puccini's Tosca?
Tosca, yeah.
Oh, my God. That was incredible. That was incredible. So last night was a blast. I would strongly encourage folks to read the story. It's now at the internet. You can just pop in Puccini's Johnny Skeeky. Of course, you have to figure out how to spell it, but they'll find it for you. It's not hard.
Basically, it's a story of people. It's about greed because this old man is dying and he's got a big family and he's got a lot of money and they want his money.
Yep.
And he dies and they find the will and realize that they're going to leave him nothing.
And they
figure out a way to get to get the money.
They think. And you know, the scene reminded me of Zorba the Greek.
Where
the people all stand around and wait, you know, and start grabbing blankets and everything.
Very similar.
But this is hilarious. And most hilarious of all, I'm so glad that somebody didn't show up and you had to do it because Alan is a very experienced professional.
I'm having way too much fun.
And he is hilarious. One of our locals who is in the opera, Bob Goldberg, who is a programmer here, is thrilled. He just can't believe what you're pulling together and pulling off and the way you change the way you look and voice. And for me, in addition to thoroughly enjoying you, it was a thrill to see the young apprentices, and our local people who are not opera singers. Dee Guidi, of course, is.
Yeah.
He's a professional.
He's pretty great.
The others who aren't, including our wonderful Minta, who is 13.
Yeah.
And for these folks to be around you is just
very
so...
Very kind of you,
Sarah. Well, it's so inspiring.
I love working with these guys.
And they love you. Make that clear to everybody. You're so accessible.
And we have our big concert on Saturday.
So
tomorrow
that's
night.
Really so, folks. For tonight, now here's you better jot this down because tonight is at the Performing Arts Center, 16th and Franklin, and the show is somewhere between 7 and 7:30. It begins. Don't ask. Just show up at the latest 6:45. You could probably sneak in at 5 to 7. You may sit and visit with your friends or read some of the literature that's around, but it is well worth seeing. There are subtitles. They're not easy to read, which is why I recommend that you have a sense of what's going on because you don't need the words.
No, you don't.
It's the music and the antics and the vision and the costuming,
it
the
really
whole thing.
It really isn't hard to understand what's going on.
No, not at all. But it's a lot of fun. So that's tonight at the Performing Arts Center. And then tomorrow is at the Liberty Theater, and that is at 2 p.m. And it's kind of an unusual time for the Liberty, but everything here is being done to facilitate the performers and the venues, etc. So 2 p.m. tomorrow, and I'm going to let Alan give the details, but he is headlining and emceeing, and I'm not even sure what that means. But the
I'm not either.
Oh, good.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just going to be talking about the singers. I mean, we have programs, so you'll know exactly what we're singing.
Okay.
But I just want to talk about the kids and, mm-hmm. and you know, a little about their backgrounds.
Nice.
Because they're from all over the United States, which is great.
I discovered that. And some of their families have come all over the United States, including New York. And so the fellow who played Johnny Skeeky last night, is he?
Royce.
Yeah. Royce, and he teaches.
He teaches,
as well,
music. In North Dakota.
North Dakota. And his mother and friend came all the way from Texas.
That's right.
And it was just a delight. Yeah. And tomorrow at the Liberty, 2 p.m., will be a quote recital. And
We're doing a concert of little of everything. We're doing from Broadway to opera. So we're doing
Nice.
I know I am. No, we really are. But the kids, we're doing a little of everything. So
are you going to sing as well?
I am going to be singing, and I'm singing with the people. And Deke and I are going to do a duet, too.
Oh, God.
And,
it's going to be fantastic.
And,
I
sing with the kids. So I'm really excited about doing this, and I think people will love it because it is a little bit of everything. It's not just opera. We're doing a lot of very good Broadway stuff, too.
And you've got some wonderful voices
too. We do. Very talented.
But the opportunity to catch the whole thing, and I'm not going to put this down in my book, but I believe you can go online, actually, to libertyastoria.org and check this out. I think it's a free concert. And,
it
of
is,
course,
it is.
There donations tonight are being taken. But the main thing is to get there, no matter what the weather is. If it's pouring down rain, get yourself out. If it's gorgeous sun, get yourself in. Whatever it is, come on over.
Well, go to the market and then walk in from the market.
No, the market's Sunday.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow's Saturday.
Tomorrow.
Wrong day. I'm sorry.
I know. That's what I mean. It is confusing.
Yeah.
We don't usually have Saturday 2 p.m. concerts at the Liberty. So this is special.
Can I put a plug in? Because
absolutely.
I want to thank Mark Clark, who runs the Young Artist Program, and Claire Hudkins.
Yes.
We couldn't be doing this without them. And I just, they're really, really wonderful.
Yeah, and Mark Ross Clark came in a couple of weeks ago with Deke
to talk about
the program and delighted
us. Did
he
tell you how long we've known each other?
No.
Yeah, we started together.
Here.
We started together in a opera program.
Oh, sweet.
47 years ago.
You were children.
Yes, we were.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
But that was when we first met.
Where was that?
Oberlin used to have a summer music program.
Okay.
And that's where we met.
Wow.
In Ohio, yeah.
Oh, that is so special.
And we've been great friends ever since, yeah.
And he lives in Louisiana.
He lives in Louisiana.
And you're in?
And I'm in Chicago now.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm teaching at Roosevelt University.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And, but we talk all year long, just getting this together. And we're already planning for next year.
Beautiful.
We're very excited about it.
It's when you have such a strong passion, mm-hmm. and it is rare.
Yeah.
It is a rare one. So
I love giving back. I love I go on to another program. Monday, I have my next program. I start in Chicago.
Oh.
And one of the girls here is actually, I didn't know it, she's going to be in my program.
Oh, sweet.
And so
sweet.
Yeah, I'm very excited she's going to be coming.
Lovely.
There too.
Well, I have to say, and yes, I'm a little biased because Alan's been coming here for several years. But in addition to all of the skill and the beauty of your performances, your warmth and beauty as a human being also, and it shines.
Well, we can thank my parents for that.
Oh, there. Okay, Mom, Dad, wherever you are.
Yeah.
Some other universe,
yes,
I'm sure. But it's wonderful. So I'm so glad you're here. And I
thank you, Carol.
Very much look forward to seeing the performance tomorrow, 2 p.m. at the Liberty. And that's, again, the Alan Glassman with the Astoria Apprentice Artists and all the others. Deke will be there and Royce will be there, and it's going to be fabulous. And if you didn't see the opera last night, catch it tonight. It's at the Performing Arts. So Liberty is 12th and Commercial. Don't get confused, and because I do. And the Performing Arts Center is 16th and Franklin. And that's you should be there before 7 o'clock tonight. Don't come before 6:30.
No.
You can, you're just sitting. Friendly people, but no reason. Okay. Alan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Carol.
And good luck.
Thank you. We'll see you next summer.
Okay.
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 A promise.
Okay. I'm going to everybody listening, don't forget. This is Alan Glassman, formerly from New York, now from Chicago.
A Brooklyn person.
Brooklyn guy, of course. Thanks, Alan.
All right, Carol. Thanks.
I got some music for you folks. Let's see. What do I have for you? Floating Glass Balls. Because they are going to be playing at Troll tomorrow morning, Troll Radio Review, and also Saturday night at Public Coast Brewing Company, and they are one of our local groups. Floating Glass Balls, our very own from Cannon Beach and thereabouts. And they play on a regular basis around here. As I said, they're going to be playing at the Cannon Beach Public Coast Brewing Saturday night. And even more exciting for you radio listeners is that they are part of Troll Radio Review, which is KMUN's live radio broadcast. Happens tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. at Fort George Brewery and Public House upstairs from 11 to noon. And it's the Floating Glass Balls and Kim Angeles, our fabulous local violinist, and of course the Troll Radio House Band. Right now, I have a brave person who has come in. although she is opening this very evening. Isn't that right? Stephanie Fritz is here with me.
Yes. The Peninsula Association of Performing Artists opens our production of Mary Poppins tonight at the Fort Columbia Theater.
And what time is the show?
The show is at 7 p.m.
Okay. And this show is, the good news is, it is running for a month. And the Fort Columbia Theater is a very, it's not unique. The building isn't unique, but as a theater, it's unique.
It's unique as a theater.
Yeah.
And very historic. It's part of the Fort Columbia State Park.
It's the real thing.
Yes, it is.
I think when Papa, that's what we call them, folks. Mm-hmm. We call them Papa because that's the Peninsula Association of Performing Artists. It could also be Performing Artists Peninsula Association, you know, with a Papa. But when they first did a show there, I thought that was a temporary thing. And I think it was supposed to be, but it turned into a fabulous venue.
It's a great, intimate, small theater venue. And we have...
And it's very accessible, actually.
It is accessible. Even, we provide accessible parking and accessible seating. So it's worked out.
It's worked out beautifully. Great. And the group, Papa, is quite wonderful. So Stephanie, have we ever met?
I don't believe you and I have met, but we have friends in common.
Yes, I'm sure. Is this your first time on Coast Community Radio?
Yes, yes.
Is this your first time on radio?
No.
Okay.
No.
So Stephanie is a KMUN virgin, although she is not a radio virgin. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you.
Now you've gotten past that. What are you doing in the play?
I am the statue of Queen Victoria.
Okay. Yeah. So do you have to stand still and not breathe for a long time?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
But it's fun. My last year, I was also in the Pauper production of Beauty and the Beast as part of the ensemble. And I function as part of the ensemble again this year.
Okay. And have you been acting much of your life, or did this come to you at a later stage?
This came after my retirement at the urging of my grandson, who is playing the role of Michael in Mary Poppins. He begged me to audition with him.
Oh, how sweet. How old is he, though?
He's 12.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Isn't that... For full disclosure, I have two, not children, but younger people in the studio as well, who are going to be talking about a child-centered theater experience. But Mary Poppins is all ages. And I was reading about this production. There's quite a bit of music and dance in it.
It's the most challenging production Papa has produced because of the music and the choreography. And we have children from 6 years old up unto us retirees who are performing and dancing. And it's quite...
Except, wait a minute. Do you actually get to dance as a statue?
I do.
Oh.
It's exciting.
Ah, now we're learning more about this. I see. Okay. So, and there's a brand new director as well.
There is a first-time director, Alicia Trusty. Yes.
That's it. First-time director, take on the hardest play you can find. That's a way to go. The good thing is, though, that she has inherited... quite a wonderful group of seasoned performers, plus I understand a lot of new folks as well.
There are many seasoned performers and a good guiding group, core group.
Right.
So it works. It's a good environment for people, whether you're an actor or a director or you're interested in props or stagehand, and it's your first time, it's a great environment for that endeavor.
Okay, folks, here's the deal. It opens tonight. It's running this weekend, Friday and Saturday, actually every weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. It's the Fort Columbia State Park. If if you're going from Astoria, you go over the bridge, and you'll see a sign that says Fort Columbia. You just take a left there, and there's this sweet little building on the right and all this parking, and it's a beautiful setting. It's a great place to go early and walk, take a nice walk around as well.
It's beautiful, so. Scenic area. Only 8 miles. I clocked it. Only eight miles from KMUN.
Hey, oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's much closer than my home. Meanwhile, I noticed that there is a terrific write-up in Coast Weekend. I don't know if you saw it, but
I did.
That was a nice surprise.
It was.
So if you need more information, you can check that out. Mary Poppins, which I think so many of us are familiar with. And the role of Mary Poppins is being played by two different young women. They're sharing the role, which makes a lot of sense, obviously. And a full month, that's a good run for Papa.
It is. Our typical run is 5 weeks.
It is.
So that's
okay.
What
I think when you
again.
Put that much work into it, you might as well keep on doing it.
You're right.
I see my Shanghai people are shaking their heads. Oh, you got that right. Okay.
Right.
Well, Stephanie, break a leg.
Well, thank you.
But, you know, only metaphorically. Please. I don't want to be blamed for that. And have a great time.
Thank you.
And I really look forward to seeing this. Opens tonight, folks, again, Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2. And Peninsula Association for the Performing Arts. Mm-hmm. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Check it out online. It's listed as being in Chinook. So if that gives you a better idea, but it's not really in town.
It's
so
before
just,
you get
yeah,
to
it's
town.
Before you get to from this side.
Right.
So, okay.
Thanks,
Carol.
Thanks
so much for being here. Yeah. I've got a quick little bit of music from Black Irish Band, because they are playing at the Columbia River Maritime Museum from noon to 1 o'clock on Monday, and you can get yourselves over there. Have a listen and stay tuned. Shanghai folks are here. Black Irish, Monday, at the Columbia River Maritime Museum in Astoria, and they are playing from noon to 1 o'clock. So my last guests are here. I have the director, Ashley Mundell, whom, if you've had anything to do with Shanghai in the last few years, you will recognize these two women who are in the studio with me. I recognize them both, even though I can never remember who they are, because they do all this stuff. The wonderful thing about Astor Street Opry Company is that they take care of everything. And they teach young people, they bring young people up, and they make sure the show goes on. So welcome Ashley Mundell,
Hi.
Director, and Patricia Von Vintage, Hi.
Hi.
And first, before we even get to Shanghai, tell us what is going on this weekend.
Well, this weekend we have a Junior Shanghai, a Night at the Olios performance. It's on June 29th and 30th. We have about 12 kids, ages 8 to 17, doing some short one acts, some vaudeville-inspired comedy, solos, and then we have a few short snippets from the show, and we have juniors playing Shanghai characters.
Oh, okay. Okay. Playing, like, did you have to change things up a little bit?
Yes. Instead of vodka, we have soda.
Yeah. Right.
Instead of girls or women, they're girls.
Okay.
You know, men,
okay.
They're boys.
Just a few little things. And Ashley plays Miss Macy.
I do.
In the Shanghai in Astoria, which is why she looks a little different now. She has very little makeup on right now. A little bit, but not a lot. And she's wearing almost normal clothes. So how am I supposed to know? And Patricia, welcome.
Hello.
And are you involved in this weekend's happenings? Or?
I costume the children.
Oh.
So I got to see a lot of the kids and get to costume them and get their props ready and stuff for them. So
is that your...
Yeah, that's my staff job.
Staff job,
yeah.
But you're also in the production of Shanghai.
Yeah.
And you play?
Lascivious Vivian.
Yes. So, folks, I have these two wicked women in the room with me, and they look beautiful and nice.
Well,
they're
you.
Friendly, they're warm, and again, they're taking care of the kids. So, those of you who have seen Shanghai know what Olios are. Olios, by the way, is spelled Olios. Just need to know, these are the vignettes, the little short bits that come in the play between different parts, and they're quite wonderful. We've met some extremely talented people through the Olios, haven't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Over the years. So, but I don't think I've seen the kids do it. I may have seen it in Junior Shanghai or something, but this should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked some kids to come do it last year as just an added bonus to Shanghai, showing that we do have children around and that we are teaching melodrama in vaudeville, and it kind of took off. So we are hoping that everybody comes and watches and sees the kids love having their own solos too.
I'm sure, yeah. Well, and for me, I always like to put a pitch in for these amazing groups that we have in town. One of the most exciting things about Astor Street Opera Company is they start kids off young, appreciating and being involved in theater, in all parts of theater. And the kids get to grow up in the theater, and they get to take part in Aesop plays, but they also take part in community theater all over, go off to college or move to another town for a job and continue to do theater. So a big shout out and thank you to Astor Street Opry for
Some of them that come back to us even.
Well, I have to tell you something funny. Last night and tonight, there is an opera going on at the Performing Arts Center. I went last night, laughed my head off. We were just talking about it earlier because the Alan Glassman is in it. He's a professional opera singer.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the others aren't. However, one of them who is Dee Guidi.
Yeah.
Well,
Dee,
and another one who is not an opera singer, but he sure as heck is a Shanghai man, is Lamar.
Yes, playing a corpse.
So
he's playing a corpse.
He sure as heck is.
You'll get to see them this year in Shanghai.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, for the 35th season.
Well, we have a lot of our veteran actors coming back every weekend this season.
Oh, that is fun. I laughed. And most of the audience doesn't know that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Here's the corpse lying in the bed, and here's this outrageous figure behind him, mm-hmm. who's the oldest living member of the family. I took a couple of shots of two of them, and I just sent them off.
That.
So, yeah. And I thought to myself, look at this. Shanghai's going on over there.
Yeah.
The opera's going on over here, and we're all mixing and matching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's terrific. So it's the how many years?
It's the 35th season, which is pretty exciting. So it's an anniversary season, and 35 years.
So is there anything special going to be going on for that?
Well, we are advertising it as a reunion cast every cast. Usually we have a reunion cast come in the last weekend of Shanghai.
Oh.
But this year we have reunion cast members every single weekend of Shanghai. So we'll be highlighting them on social media. You know, people are coming from all over the country.
Oh, fantastic.
It's pretty exciting.
Wonderful. And then, of course, there are folks who are perhaps doing it for the first time.
Yeah, we do. We have actually quite a few first-time Shanghaiers, so it's kind of fun to mix the two.
Yes, definitely.
They feel honored to do it, and so do the kids, so yeah. That's cool.
Now, Ashley, you are directing, so how does it work to be directing a cast, and then you discover that... or have invited someone and then you find out they're able to come, you have to bump the person who's in it. And, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't ask that question. I would think that could be a little, you know.
Well, you know, Carol, you are a smart woman.
That's a line from the play, folks. There are a lot of lines you learn over the years.
You know, I think it is a testament to how big of a family we are, because there are a lot of great performers that we have performing on the stage all year long that are excited to have the veterans come back. I mean, there's a little bit of competition here and there, but most of us are more excited to watch each other on stage and have each other watch us. So mm-hmm.
When we run for 10 weeks, so and three to four nights a week, mm-hmm. depending on yes. if we have our, so it's something right. that definitely becomes a very long summer. So I believe that the veterans coming in are also getting to really help out these seasoned ones that have been here for years to get to kind of take a break and get to watch and get to help right. on the behind the scenes. So
yeah, I think it would be fun to watch somebody who did it 20 years ago.
Get oh yeah. Into, yeah. It's so fun.
And so you, the, show, Shanghaidenes Story, Shanghaidenes Storia, opens on July 11th.
Yes.
So get that on your calendars, folks. And it is, tell us, it will be what, Friday? What's the run?
Thursday,
Friday, and Saturday?
And then we have three Sunday matinees.
Okay.
This year.
Okay. And the website is?
ASOCplay.com. ASOCplay.com is where you can go and get tickets.
It's so simple. Thank you, Des. ASOCplay, and you'll find them. If for any reason you want to write it out, Astor Street Opry Company. And if you've never seen Shanghai, or if you have guests coming to town, or if you haven't seen it in a while, or if you go every year, whatever the reason, be sure to get there, because it is a community tradition, and they do a terrific job, and it's a message to our young people also that they are supported. So thank you for taking
on.
How long have you been?
I've been involved with the company for I think about 17 years.
Yeah,
this is my second year directing. So
how does it
pretty
feel?
Pretty big honor to do the 35th season.
Yeah.
I'm excited to do
Pretty big job, too. And Patricia, you're relatively new.
Yeah, I'm 4 years. This will be my fourth year, but costuming all 4 years as far as that goes.
Thank
and that's
you.
Kind of how I got into it.
Thank you. That's a very important job.
It is. It's a fun job.
It is. Good. So. But then you couldn't resist being on stage either. And what a role you've got. Jeez,
I try.
Lascivious Viv. Okay. If I were going to be in the play, I think I'd want that role.
We think you could do that.
I don't think so
Next
anymore.
Year,
the time,
auditions.
Those days have passed. But in my mind,
that's who
I'll
you,
take it on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
And you don't have to break any legs for a while, so take
well,
it easy.
You know, got a minute. What's the joke that they always tell us? Break a leg, because if you didn't, you wouldn't have a cast.
Oh, no! I never heard that!
But,
oh, my God.